You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
So if you'd like to listen to this audio later, you can go to our website and you can also download all this material at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, what do you think so far? The seven benefits of home ownership.
Well,
this is part two of that.
Feeling smarter. Well, we ended the last segment with talking about mortgage interest. So the next thing on my list was, is it any different for home equity lines? Is it tax deductible? Can I do anything with that?
Okay, great question. So you have your acquisition indebtedness, this deductible that we've already talked about. Then you can have up to $100,000 of home equity debt that's tax deductible.
Okay.
So a home equity line of credit with a balance, it could be a line of credit or even just a fixed rate second mortgage.
Second mortgage, right.
But up to $100,000 that's tax deductible above what you borrowed when you initially bought your house.
Okay.
So that's, you know, gives you a little bit of flexibility with that.
Okay. So can you try to explain capital gains exclusion? That's something that people may not quite understand with that. So
okay, so quickly, capital gain. I think that most people listening know what capital gain is. In most cases, short-term capital gain is when you buy something and you turn around and sell it, you have to pay gain on whatever that difference is if you made money on it. So you buy a stock, you sell it for more money.
Right.
You have to pay tax on it. With your primary residence in a house, okay, there are exclusions for that. So you can sell your primary residence, make money on it, and not have to pay tax.
Right.
Most people know that, but they don't necessarily know the rules around it. So here's the rule: is that if you're single, you get a $250,000 exclusion. If you're married, you get a $500,000 exclusion on the capital gain. And let me explain how this works. So let's say you buy a house, and we'll just use $200,000 as a number. Okay, they take what your cost basis is in the property. So let's say I want to sell it 10 years from now, and I want to sell it for $300,000. Okay, I have $100,000 of gain there. But you also could take on your cost basis, let's say you made capital improvements to the house of another $20,000 that you put into it, where you put a new kitchen in. Okay, you put the new kitchen in, and so now you bought it for $200,000. You put another $20,000 into it, so $220,000 is your cost basis in the property. Now you're selling it for $300,000. You're making $80,000 in gain, but that's well below the $250,000 limit for a single person or $500,000 limit for a married person.
Right.
You're not going to pay any gain on that.
Okay.
You could roll that money into the next house. You could keep it in your bank account. You can do whatever you want with it. And that's actually an important point, is some people think that you have to roll that money into your next house.
I did.
And in most cases, it's not the best thing to take all the equity and put it into the next house. And that's where people really need professional advice, because what you do with all the equity from that house should work into your overall debt strategy to make sure that you have the best debt strategy for all of your debts and you pay the lowest blended interest rate on all of the debts that you have out there. Does that explain it to you, Tim?
That does. That helps a lot. All right. So here's another thing. You kind of mentioned it in the first segment about paying extra on your monthly mortgage payments. So I was told at one time to make one whole extra house payment a year that gets applied to the principal, and that's going to save me thousands and thousands of dollars. So I'm kind of long-winded here. Is mortgage a good for savings plan, and do you agree with that particular paying method on the principal?
Okay, so that's number six on our list of the seven benefits of home ownership. Up to number six is a mortgage is like a for savings plan. So do I agree with paying extra toward the mortgage? I'm going to say yes and no. Okay, and here's where I delineate that difference. So I had one of my clients sent me a message the other day saying, "Hey, Doug, we're getting solicited for a biweekly payment on our mortgage. Is this a good idea?" And that will basically, a biweekly payment will let you pay one extra payment over the course of the year. And yes, it absolutely will pay your house off faster. So Can you go wrong by doing that? And the answer is no. You really can't go wrong by doing that, except two things. One is you have to make sure you keep the proper liquidity, because once you pay that money toward principal, you can't get it back.
Right.
Okay, unless you happen to refinance and take cash out loan, all kinds of complications.
Right.
That. When you need it back, you may not be able to get it. So you better make sure you have your emergency fund in place and you have other liquid money you can get to in case something else goes wrong. And then here's the other thing that I think is important with that is that the highest interest rate debt that you have?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a car loan that's a higher interest rate, if you have student loans that's a higher interest rate than your mortgage, do you have credit cards that are higher interest rate than your mortgage? If you do, your money would be better spent paying down the highest interest rate
sure.
debt first.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Now, it's still a forced savings plan because you're gaining equity every month just by making a normal payment.
Right.
Okay. If you've done those other things first, you don't have any other debt, you do have some money in reserve, absolutely start paying it down faster.
Okay. Number seven. Our final one. Over time, is it cheaper to buy or rent a home?
All right. So is it cheaper to buy than rent? And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, talking about the seven benefits of home ownership. So, Tim, you're asking the question, is it cheaper than renting long term?
Right.
And I think the answer is yes. Okay. Now, you know, I'm in the business of home ownership, so of course I think that's a good idea for people. Renting can be right for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have some friends that would rather just rent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to own something and you don't want to have the headache of the maintenance and mowing the yard,
mm-hmm.
buy a condo or buy a villa. If mm-hmm. you can still have the simple life like renting without necessarily having to rent. Now, here's why I think that it's cheaper long term to buy than it is to rent. Okay. When you look at the math, when you buy, let's say you get a 30-year fixed loan, your payment, how much can it go up from the starting point? Well, the principal and interest won't go up at all. Taxes and insurance will go up slightly over time, but a very, very small amount. Rent, however, may be similar to what your payment would be, or even a little bit less than your mortgage payment that you could go rent somewhere. Maybe. But over time, you can guarantee that rent payment will continue to go up. So let me give you an example of this. If you're renting someplace for $1,000 a month, okay, if that was your rent today, what do you think that, and let's just use 3% that it goes up every year. And I think 5% is safer, but let's say 3% if rent goes up at the rate of inflation. What do you think a payment would be 10 years from now if you're renting at $1,000 a month now?
I have no idea.
So 10 years from now, that $1,000 rent would go up to $1,344.
Oh, wow, yeah.
At 3% inflation. 15 years from now, that would be $1,557. So it's now gone up over 50%. 30 years from now, so if you're out of a 30-year fixed mortgage, okay, where your house would be paid off in 30 years, now your rent payment, that $1,000 rent payment for that same house, $2,427.
And that's just keeping up with inflation.
That's just keeping up with inflation at 3%. There's no way around that rent will go up at least with inflation, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Housing's not going to get cheaper in that situation. It's probably only going to get more expensive. So in 30 years, that $1,000 payment would be 2.5 times as much.
Right. So here comes the shameless plug. You got to live somewhere, right? So why not buy your own home? And there's no other person I could recommend but Doug. I recommend you big time. The honesty and the dedication you have to helping people find out what's best for them. I'm very honored and happy to be able to call you my husband because you do so much for people. I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know sometimes it's at the detriment of our family because when somebody calls me and they need advice,
mm-hmm.
they need that financial advice, you know, I'm willing to bend over backwards to really help them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that used to be homeowners and, you know, they lost their home to foreclosure. They had mm-hmm. a short sale or they had some difficulty. And I just want to tell you guys, too, that I've been there.
Right.
Okay? I had to short sell my house at one point when I went through a divorce.
Right.
And now I'm back.
Okay? Right.
We were able to buy only 2 years after a short sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping people get back on their feet and get through that process. So,
mm-hmm.
if you'd like to be in that situation where you want to buy a house and you want to make sure that you're set up for it, okay, you want to make sure your credit's in line, you want to make sure you're getting on a budget so you can save the down payment money, definitely reach out to me. I'd be happy to sit down with you, do a consultation. We'll go through and get a debt strategy in place for you. And if you'd like to reach me, you can reach out at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684 are the numbers for that. You also can visit our website, and you can contact us through the site at DougHaldeman.com, and it'll give you all the information you need on how to contact me. And you also can download the 7 benefits of home ownership on the site. So, Tammy, good stuff. I appreciate your hard work on helping get that stuff together.
Yeah, no problem.
So I'll ask the question, have you heard of the Homes for Heroes program? Well, if you're a veteran, a police officer, a firefighter, teacher, or healthcare worker, you don't want to miss what's coming up. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.